This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Travel forecasting is critically important for the airline industry. But since the pandemic, airport authorities have had trouble getting the numbers right. That is why North Carolina's Raleigh-Durham International Airport is going beyond your run-of-the-mill economic indicators to help plan for the future. WUNC's Leonida Inge has the story.
More than 14 million passengers flew through Raleigh-Durham International Airport in 2019. Travel through the airport was nothing like that in 2020. Christopher Burwell Sr. heading to Las Vegas was a rarity.
Vacation. Being considered an essential worker, having an opportunity to actually relax and get some time off to myself.
With air traffic down, airport officials found it hard to plan and forecast who's flying when. Kenneth Strickland is the director of air service development at Raleigh-Durham.
So it's critically important that we get this right. And we were kind of in the situation to where we didn't really know where to turn.
Strickland says with the pandemic, all of the old methods of forecasting passenger traffic, like airline seat capacity and economic indicators like gross domestic product, weren't working.
You had people that were projecting, hey, this is going to be a 1 to 2 month event, and then we're back to normal, all the way to this is a decade's worth of declines.
Turns out, there's a whole lot of other data airports have not been looking at that could be helpful.
Hotel reservations would be one. If you wanted to, restaurants, sightseeing. If people want to go back to New York, they're going to start looking at what time does the Statue of Liberty open.
Anthony Mancuso is consulting director with the analytics company SAS. The company is located near the airport, and SAS says it offered to help Raleigh-Durham Airport with forecasting at no charge. One of the things Mancuso suggests is tracking car rentals.
You can download the number of people who have searched for rental cars, and that's usually an indication that someone's going to travel somewhere.
A much better predictor than GDP these days. SAS says since it's been working with Raleigh-Durham, it's gotten calls from several other airports for forecasting help, here and abroad. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonida Inge for Marketplace.